Hello, and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. Daniela Chiang is my name, an early childhood education specialist by passion and profession with a degree in the same. I am currently an early years curriculum designer and consultant, and have been working with children for over 10 years in different capacities: teacher, counselor, guide, friend, mentor, confidant. And that's actually everything, and this is normally all ages, 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years and particularly 0 to 5 because it's the foundation of everything about children and who they eventually become. So since we're handling the reading stroke writers category of learners from the VARK model, V-A-R-K, so we are currently on the R, which is the reader stroke writers. If you're not aware of the VARK model, you can go back. I think it's about 3 episodes. The title is Learning Styles. You'll find it there. So I'm going to give a few interesting facts about reading. But before I do that, drum rolls. So today I'm starting with celebrating two people who are pretty much part of the inspiration for today's topic. So shout out to my girl Joanne for being a ridiculously avid reader. I've not met, okay, hi, the next person I mentioned, never met people who read that much. And also she's been able to give me a lot of good books for me to read. And also another shout out to a dear friend and colleague, Kevin, who actually pushed me to read and held me very accountable for it as a result. And I managed to read at least one book each month last year that was outside of my comfort zone of just reading about children. Yes, so shout out to you guys. I'm so grateful for you guys. And so this is dedicated, okay, to you and also to the parents who are figuring out whether their kids are, well, obviously readers or writers. But honestly, like, if you're not surrounding yourself with people who make you better, what are you doing? Like, how dost thou survivest? How dost thou growest? Anyway, let me move on with why I'm here and keep dishing out these fascinating facts. So for one, did you know that research shows that reading for at least 6 minutes a day reduces stress by 68%? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So yes, like pick and please don't read depressing news of newspapers or articles. Something fascinating, something new, something educative. Yes, and have your stress reduced down by 68%. Yeah, avoid that scrolling of the phones and looking. Get a book. So number two, when children have a home library with at least 20 of their own books that they interact with, they achieve 3 more years of schooling than children who do not have any books. It's actually remove the pressure, because being in the education field, you have this thing of, oh, why can't my child read like so-and-so's child? Have you been to so-and-so's child's home? Eh? Like, I've walked into homes, and I'm talking about, because I've worked in a vast majority of schools, international mostly, where, you know, where you have that G70-inch screen, eh, and DVD players, and these people have books. Like, that whole wall unit that is full of your TV and everything, people don't have a TV in their homes, they have books. Books from their toddlers going up to every adult in that house. Yes, that actually, and this is the proof, I have walked into such houses. So yes, children who have at least 20 books of their own achieve 3 more years of schooling than children who do not have any, because that they get to interact with books on a daily. So like, instead of buying KFC all the time that will end up in a sewer somewhere, how about sometimes you switch it up? KFC this time, buy a book the next time. And Textbook Center in Kenya is a great place to start. And by the streets of Nairobi is also full of vendors with amazing secondhand books that you might not find in the average bookstore, because Kenya doesn't, especially children's books, doesn't really have that vast majority of books. We have educational class 8, class, you know, grade 1 kind of books, but not like books. So the streets of Nairobi are filled with them, amazing secondhand books. And even actually has a lot of hard page books for the little ones that they can chew on and it won't come out. They can try and rip. Not encouraging you, like, the more you read to them, the more they'll realize, oh, this is supposed to be read and interacted with, not eaten. But if it's too much of you of a hassle for you to get the books, you know, I'm always about bettering our kids in Kenya, because that's where I'm starting. Charity begins at home. I can definitely help you with that. I tour the streets quite a bit because I buy a lot of children's books. Why? Because I work with children and I just love entertaining kids with books. So I can help with that. So you reach out to me. I will mention my email at the end of this episode. Anyway, the third fun fact is that if you read just 20 minutes a day, by the end of the year, you'll have read about 1.8 million words. Yeah, instead of spending that chatting for too much or arguing or complaining, read a book and enjoy new vocabulary, new aura and all that kind of stuff. So like these words also depends on speed and concentration. Some will achieve more, some will achieve less. Okay, coming closely at number four, which is very much related to number three, is that children who are read to or read 1 million words a year are in the top 2% of reading achievement in their classes or their grade levels across the globe. And what do I mean by that? Remember when I said reading 20 minutes a day, at least 20 minutes a day, you could have read about 1.8 million words. Now, a child who's read for at least 1 million words in a year, so that's like at least 15, 20 minutes a day, or reads that book, they will be at the top 2% of reading achievement. Though I think also need to mention that this all factors constant is that everything is okay with the child and they don't have a certain kind of difficulty that might hinder this. So number five, and I believe this should be the last one, is that children have a burst of vocabulary development as they grow because they hear people, and as a result of reading or being read to, that number is approximated at about 4,000 to 12,000 new words in a year. A new vocabulary of words. So you're not always just saying kawaida, like, I think you get the point. So yeah, with those few did you know facts about reading, let's dive into what classifies this kind of child or learner. So like just as the name indicates, they are people who need to read and or write down information to learn it. So like the traditional way of studying, of being taught, like of reading a book and writing, actually works perfectly well for them because they learn best through written words. So you'll find that they tend to delight in reading and taking a lot of notes. Common characteristics to look out for if you think your child is this kind of a learner is they can remember information that they read or write very clearly, at least a great deal of it. They normally enjoy reading in their free time, especially if they have the books to read, because you can't enjoy reading and we don't provide for them the books. So they also tend to write very detailed notes. Like, leave alone those of us who just put point down forms. These guys write very detailed notes. They prefer writing essays to holding an oral presentation, even when it comes to exams or work that they've been given. And they also can articulate themselves better when writing than when talking. Those are mostly the general characteristics. So if you think or believe or from observation that your child is in this category, how can you help them succeed? So first things first is encourage them to take lots of notes for anything and everything they hear and read about, and to include as many points, whether it's bullet form or as much detail as they can when they're writing it down. Because majority of learners in this category actually also swear by the power of rewriting and rereading and rewriting and rereading and rewriting and rereading their notes. So tell your child to do that. They can rewrite more than two times. Like, there's no limit to the extent to which they can write and read, because that's how they learn best. So definitely tell them to read a lot and support them as a parent, like I mentioned, by buying these books, because what are they going to read if they don't have the books? So you can also subscribe to a library service and borrow books that they can take home and read and exchange. I'd also encourage that they also read outside the textbook, meaning if they're reading about trade, for example, trade in school, they can search more on the topic in other books that explain further, or online articles. Just let them read and read and read again. For times that information is presented in form of visual aids, which as we know by now works best for visual learners, tell them that they should be looking at those visual aids, whether it's a graph, whatever it is, and translate that into words that they understand. And yes, So basically, they see this picture, they see this image, this video, whatever it is. Tell them to write down what they understand about it. That's going to help them with their study or with them understanding what's being presented. And most important, they need to take time to study alone and in quiet areas to avoid disruption, because they need to concentrate when putting down notes to know what notes they need to put in. And then also tell them to keep their notes organized and in a specific flow. Have the title, the subtitle, the bullet points, and so on, so that they keep tabs and are able also to follow the organization of what their notes are about and know, okay, so this flowed from this to this. It's going to help them a lot. Bullet points, all these kind of things. There's really not that much about most of these learners. So next week we're going to move on to the final one, which is the K. So I'm excited to meet out with you. So that will be on the second week of March. So if you have any questions, if you need me to help you look for those books, I'm reachable on email via parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. Parenting baby steps is one word. So it's parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. So let's keep in mind that we're putting our children first. We want them to succeed, but we want them to succeed in how they learn best. That's it from me. Bye.